Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here and us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show. You enjoy all the features free. We give them away to you at freetalklive.com. Also, Sam, he's got his own website. It's obscuredtruth.com. And you can view Sam's videos for free there as well at obscuredtruth.com. Does some great pro-liberty video production work, and it's great to see you back in the swing of things there. I know you've been working diligently on setting up a studio here in New Hampshire, even repairing some computers that unfortunately broke during the move, and so it was nice to see you getting back into the editing suite over the last couple weeks and crank out a few new videos at obscuredtruth.com.
Yep, and there's lots more to come. I'm sitting on a lot of footage.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's start with Andy in Massachusetts. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Andy in Massachusetts going once. Andy going twice. We're going to try instead Mitch in Missouri on the Amp Line. Hello, Mitch.
So I wanted to comment on the so-called Patriot Movement.
Sure.
So these are the people that, you know, think they can do this or that to declare sovereignty, you know, not pay taxes, et cetera. I think all these people are completely missing the point, and I think it's something they should understand because many of them, you know, are very liberty-oriented. So even if everything they claimed was true, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, we all know that the government doesn't follow its own laws. So,
right.
It's
very intriguing what you're talking about, this movement, the Patriot Movement, where they come up with all these claims about how, okay, well, the government created corporations in your name, they're all in capital letters, and you just have to dissociate yourself from the corporation, and here's what you need to do, you need to file this paperwork, and of course everybody's got a different scheme as to how to make it actually happen. So if you try one guy's scheme and you know it doesn't work out, well, you made a mistake, you should have filed this paperwork over here, or no, you picked the wrong scheme, you should have picked my scheme, because I know the true way to get out of the system. Just follow my scheme. You can have it for $500 if you cut me a check. I'll be sure to get that information to you. And so there's a lot of people that are essentially getting bilked out of money, and then they're finding out when they're in court that this stuff just doesn't work. And it's because of what you say. Even if the rules of the system say it's supposed to, the system itself breaks their own rules all the time. I tried some of this stuff. You know, I tried telling the court in New Hampshire that I was a sovereign and, you know, that I didn't consent to their jurisdiction, and when I tried to say, you know, I was under duress in the courtroom, they wouldn't even let me get two words out of my mouth before they threw me in a jail cell.
Yeah, the handcuffs fit sovereign real fine.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Right, yeah, I mean, I completely agree, you know. Even, you know, if everything was true, the best case scenario would be, you know, the government allows these people to be free, you know, seeing that they were legally correct, and if that were the case, they would just go ahead and change the laws. I mean, you know, so that, in my opinion, would be the best case scenario. But,
well,
I mean, we see what happens to most of these people. They just, you know, they get thrown in jail.
I'm not sure that they can change the law. This is something that I dabble in a little bit. I do agree with you. At this point, the bureaucrats are not even following their own laws. So that's why, you know, the first step, I think, is to find a way to really very strongly encourage them to follow their own laws by being able to bring criminal charges against them. So once you get that sort of framework in place, and then they have to follow their own laws, then you can bring some of these more complex arguments. And I do think there is some reason to them, but I agree with you. They will just steamroll you and throw you in a jail cell if you try and make them at this point.
Well, those are my thoughts.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Glenn in Missouri on the Amp Line. Hello, Glenn. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give an updated report from Missouri on this whole Fusion Center analysis report that tries to tie violent criminals with views completely in opposition to libertarians. To them, you know, they're anti-gay, they're, you know, white supremacist, anti-Semite, all this kind of stuff, and it's the political pressure, a great deal of political pressure now has come to bear on that Fusion Center here. This morning, the lieutenant governor had a press conference about it and called for the director of the department to be put on administrative leave, called for an investigation. The State House today passed an amendment to a budget bill for that department, saying that they would be completely defunded if any time in the future they put any information about political activity in any of their reports. So it just really has blown up here in Missouri. It's probably the top political.
Sounds to me like the politicians are
right now.
Sounds to me like the politicians are blowing a lot of hot air because they are hearing things from their constituents, and the constituents are very upset. I mean, even Glenn Beck, I saw a clip from one of his television shows within the last week. He was talking about this issue on his show, and to Glenn, you know, again, to Glenn Beck's credit, he's got to be, I think, the most promising of all of the major market talk show syndicated hosts out there. He really seems to be growing in a pro-liberty direction on his show, which is really unusual because they tell people in the talk business that you're not supposed to change, but I've seen him change, and I haven't really been watching him closely. He was wearing a Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag t-shirt on his show the other day and talking about how he was reading Thomas Paine's Common Sense over
rewriting that.
Yeah, he did mention that. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but either way, it was I think it was a great sign. And so, yeah, clearly there's been a lot of attention on the state of Missouri and this particular bureaucracy that came out with the report that you're talking about that basically maligned libertarians and said they're a bunch of violent, crazy racist kooks. And, of course, I mean, nothing could be further from the truth, at least of the libertarians I've known in my life. But it sounds to me like all these politicians are doing is using this as an opportunity to, you know, to campaign for their reelection, to show you they're serious and they're listening, and we're gonna show this bureaucracy what's for doing this. I mean, this is out of control. You guys do this one more time, and we're gonna defund you. I mean, that's basically what you're saying they're doing, right?
Yeah, it has turned. I mean, libertarians in the state were working hard for almost 2 weeks to correct, you know, the mischaracterization of libertarians in that. And we were getting a little bit of media coverage, but behind the scenes we were working with state representatives, and this finally, you know, blew up today. You know, some of them are doing that. You know, it has become politicized, you know, Republicans versus the Democrats kind of thing. But, you know, it's got to be setting these authoritarians and these law enforcement agencies a little bit back on their heels, you know, and realizing that, you know, maybe there's a line they can't cross.
Maybe. I hope you're right. I mean, I appreciate your optimism. And any other thoughts for us tonight, Glenn?
No, I just thought I'd give an update, things are happening and, you know, this isn't being, the common phrase, nothing to see here, move along kind of thing. It actually, you know, is becoming big news, and, maybe it'll make some slight change towards the better.
Maybe so, and I keep up the optimism. I do appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231, but I don't think that a bunch of politicians blustering and, making podium speeches is really indicative that something significant is occurring. I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe they will shut down this particular bureaucracy and punish them and show them what's for. But then again, this stuff, these claims about liberty-minded people have been going around for a long time. The federal government was making claims like this in brochures at the end of the 1990s, and now we're seeing similar claims showing up in Missouri. And if they passed a resolution to say, you've been naughty, then okay, it's something. You can't knock that. And if, hey, the really
we pulled off here in New Hampshire.
Well, I would say the best thing out of what Glenn said there was that the libertarians have gotten press as a result of this. I think if anything, that's the real win. Not that the politicians are making motions like they're trying to do something about it when we all know that they're just political hacks and they'll do whatever they can to get reelected. But to have the libertarians getting on radio shows or getting interviewed on television to try to correct their image, that's good news. Anytime they're talking about you, as long as they spell your name right, usually it's a good thing, right?
Generally, yep.
All right, so that's how I would spin that one. We continue here and take your calls about anything. Ladies first, Barbara is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Barbara. Barbara, are you there? Barbara, going once. Barbara, going twice. All right, well, maybe we'll put her on hold, try her back here in a bit. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Still to come here tonight, the representatives, so-called, in West Virginia are trying to, I guess, they're trying to take a little bit of a special right for themselves that everyone should have. We'll talk about it. It has to do with guns and the state assembly. Well, we'll get back to that here in a minute. Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello, this is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster again. The S&P Case-Shiller Index says prices in 20 U.S. cities fell 18.5% on December, year-on-year, the fastest drop in housing on record. Sales of existing homes, which accounted for 90% of the market, fell in January to the lowest level since 1977, and new home sales were the lowest since 1963.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Each day it becomes more evident that the call for tariffs and subsidies are getting louder and louder. Politicians are coming under increasing pressure from constituents to enact protectionist laws, and rightly so. Free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing have destroyed our industrial base. A revolt is coming, and coming fast. Next year we see legislation, or perhaps sooner.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can bring up anything, as always, as the point of the show. You can also join the fun online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. It's a free account. You can go over there and get an account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. It's privacyharbor.com.
As we continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want, we're going to go to, I think we've got John in Georgia. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering about that not much attention is paid to the historical development of this conspiracy. That a few people know, for example, that the Pharaoh of Egypt was a Greek since the time of Alexander the Great. That that the conspiracy actually comes from the Egyptians, and
what conspiracy
and that
are you referring to?
Have a pyramid.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. What conspiracy are you referring to?
I'm basically talking about the fact that people in power have governed us, and they do it in a form in which we don't understand.
You mean like legalese, like a whole different language?
No, I mean like they do not give us the information. Information is something that is...
Give us what information, though?
All information. So
you're talking like early on it was the church, and they claimed to they would keep the Bible secret.
Even earlier on, the Egyptians would govern their people through their priest, who would tell them the information they should know.
Okay.
And then, in the same sense, are governed by our media, who gives us the information that we should know.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening today. So once the printing press came out and the Bible became widely distributed, it changed the face of the world, of the way people view things.
And the Internet, in the same sense,
is doing the same thing right now, yep.
Well, I think what's important to see is the reason behind the conspiracy, that it is natural for people in power to hold on to power because power is actually information.
Well, no. Power affords them benefits. I mean, they're able to gain wealth off of it. They're able to do things they want with their life.
Only because they have the information. Only because they have the knowledge.
Well, they only because they figured out a way to use it to their advantage. There are people who have the information and the knowledge, but are not able to put it in practice and exercise power over others.
Today that's true. But in the past, knowledge was not that easy to get.
Okay.
In the past, you either had to, in the Middle Ages, you had to belong to a monastery.
Yep.
And then in Egypt, you had to become part of the ruling class or the priest class.
Yeah, I mean, that's all true.
Not allowed.
Knowledge is easier to reach today if you want to find it out. I mean, it's not that hard to do so, which means that the grip that these people have on their power is much more tenuous now than it has ever been in the past, because we can pass knowledge much easier now with the Internet, and, of course, with the relative freedom of speech that we still have in this country. I think the Internet is the number one factor as to why it is that we will be free within our lifetimes.
That's absolutely right. That's why Bush couldn't even say the word. I mean, he said the Internet. He didn't really understand what it was. And the power is generally held with people that are older. So the Internet is something that is something for young people that is difficult for older people to understand.
Didn't Joe Lieberman, or not Joe Lieberman, but the vice president, whatever the hell his name is, didn't he say something like, what's the website number recently? Wasn't he being made fun of?
That's very true. The Internet is something that's really in the hands of the youth, and it's not really something that older people can understand.
I think that frightens the old guard. I think it scares them, and I think it should.
Does. Of course it does. Information is the way that power is held. That's why religions in the past were always a cult. They were all private institutions that if you wanted to become a Pythagorean, you had to be invited. Or if you wanted to become part of the Mithraic religions, you had to be invited. It wasn't something that everybody was given. Christ comes around and gives it to everybody. They kill him. Knowledge was the absolute thing that people were not allowed to have.
Good observations, John. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I would agree. And I just read a study a while back that says religion is on the decline, just pretty much across the board, United States included.
What does that mean to you?
It means people are starting to look more, like I would say, within themselves for answers. It means they're thinking for themselves rather than letting somebody else tell them this is the way you should live your life, just like government does. I mean, that's got, religion used to be government.
It's true.
You know, I think the most important thing that I got out of that call was that Ian thinks that Joe Lieberman's the vice president.
They all look the same to me, Mark.
He's not. A
bunch of old, ugly white guys. I mean, that's...
Joe Lieberman's Jewish. I think he could argue his whiteness.
Didn't somebody... I don't know who it was that said this, but it's a great quote, that politics is basically Hollywood for ugly people.
Yes, and that's not recent.
No, it's not. I don't know who it was, but somebody said it, and it was great.
I don't know who it's been attributed to.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. We go to John in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John? Arizona?
Going Hello, once? Ian.
Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Ian, Sam, and Mark. Glad I was able to get through. This is actually my first time call.
Welcome,
so,
sir.
So if I stumble over my words... You understand.
It's okay. We do it all the time.
We'll just drop you.
I wanted to call in while Sam was there because I wanted to speak to the issue of rights and morality, which is something that Sam has said before. He doesn't really subscribe to the whole morality paradigm. Is that right?
In a sense. I don't believe in right and wrong. I understand that it's a judgment, and as a judgment, it's simply based upon my beliefs and my values, and that as individuals, we all have different beliefs and values, so my interpretation of right and wrong is going to be different from somebody else's, and I know that, you know, I'm not the one to tell somebody else that they're doing it wrong, that I've got it right and they're wrong. That's the problem with it.
Right, so moral relativism is the real issue there, right?
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah, because you talk about rights and as opposed to privileges and so on, which is all, you know, if you're going to be talking about I have a right to do this, I don't have a right to do this, we're talking about the moral paradigm.
Well, I want to jump in, and when I talk about rights, I'm typically doing it in the context of the government system. So when I say freedom of the press is a right, I'm saying that because the bureaucrats have said...
That's what they say.
This is a right that you have, and we swear to protect this right for you on your behalf, and that's why you're giving us this power so that we can do that for you.
We'll come back with more of you, John. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, that's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away to you, including the archives, going back for an entire year's worth of the show, totally free on the front page of the website. Enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, is SACL CAI. As we go back to John in Arizona. John, you're back on Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get any more points out. You might wanted to make.
Yeah, I think the point that I really wanted to make was that whenever you speak about rights, whenever you talk about rights, even though you're trying to restrict your interpretation of what a right is in the government sense, a right is not really a right unless you contrast it with a wrong, which means we're talking about morality. So to say that you have a right is to say that a government agent, somebody who calls himself a government agent, if they violate your right, they are committing a wrongful act. They're doing something wrong. So,
well,
we're talking about right and wrong.
I would jump in. I would respond by saying they swore an oath to do A, B, and C, and when they do not do A, B, and C, they're dishonoring their agreement. They're violating their word of honor and discrediting their own integrity. So that, in a sense, is doing a wrong. When you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, that's wrong.
Well, wait a minute, Sam. When you say you don't believe in the idea of right and wrong, does that mean that you don't believe that right and wrong exist objectively, or that you don't believe that even you could label something right or wrong? Because I think that there are certain things that are right for my life and wrong for my life, but those things might not be the same for you. Your what's right for you and what's wrong for you may be different for me. So I don't know if there's necessarily anything that's that is right and wrong amongst all people, but for each individual, don't they get to set that for themselves?
Yes, yes, and yes.
I think that there is such thing as right and wrong. I mean, it's wrong.
Well,
to,
then you guys disagree.
Yeah,
that's fine. I think that it's wrong to initiate force against somebody.
I happen to agree with you on that, but the people that initiate force, let's talk about Hitler, for instance, he believed he was doing the right thing.
Hitler needed a bullet and got one.
I see where you're coming from. What I'm telling you, though, is that Hitler's view of what was right and what was wrong differed from other people, and obviously a lot of people agreed with Hitler, well, whether they were brainwashed or not.
I agree with Sam.
Viewpoint.
So morality works.
So somebody who had no involvement with Hitler but took him out with a sniper bullet, they're initiating force. Were they wrong? My position is that it's all about perspective. It's about your perspective and the way that you view the world that also comes into play when you determine right and wrong. And different people have different perspectives, just like they have different beliefs.
But I like the idea of getting people that have similar beliefs and perspectives together in the same place, which is one of the things we're doing here. We're deliberately, right, we're deliberately gathering like-minded people, people that have a very similar value set, into the same place and watching and seeing what happens. And what's happening is pretty amazing so far. John, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think it boils down to the principle of moral equality. What I would call an absolute wrong is any conduct that violates the principle of moral equality, that makes me and you unequal. In other words, I have my own conscience. I can exercise my own conscience my own way. You have yours. And if anything I do violates or deprives you of your freedom of conduct within the according to your own conscience, then we become unequal.
Yeah, sounds like you've got a good definition
equal.
There.
And
sounds
this
like
is absolutely wrong.
Yep, sounds like you've got a good set of definitions there for your moral viewpoint, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Mark is making indicators that I don't understand.
I think that's Officer Liberty on the line.
Oh, great. All right, so we're continuing here with Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. We'll take the calls as they are appropriate.
Hello.
Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How do you do?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about how the government politically profiling people is tyranny. I heard on Free Minds Radio that they were doing it in Missouri, and there's some kind of FBI thing in Arizona about it. I'm sure you guys have discussed it a little, but
we've talked about that. We talked about it tonight, in fact.
Since Sam is there, I wanted to get away from that and go to the point that I was going to make at another point. Sam, specifically, what is your view of the relevance of, well, I think I know what your view is of the relevance of the defense of the victimless crime defense, wherein, like, say, I'm caught touching a plant or something, and I go to the court because they demand that I go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. And I tell them that I need to see a damaged complaining party before I would consider this a legitimate crime. Is that not really the definition of what real common law crime is?
I would say so, yeah. But there
now,
has to
how,
be a...
how do I how can sovereigns upon the land, if you will, how can people that think in this manner, how can they assert that this is true?
In today's court system, I don't know that they can, because...
How can they assert what is true? I don't understand the question.
That there has to be a victim. That if there's no corpus delicti, meaning no body of evidence that
no complaining
a crime
party.
Has happened and something linking me to that damage or that harm, that there really is no standing to bring a complaint.
Right. And you're saying you can't bring that up in court?
Well, that's what I want. That's what
I think that
if I get into a situation where I'm forced into one of these courtrooms, and I know that there is no damaged complaining party, as I like to think of it, then I would certainly think that that it's within my right to ask for one. But how do I express that I have this right? Do I is this right codified in any manner that you know of?
So I think the person who's done the best job of forcing the courts to address this question is Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C.
So check him out. He has some scripts that he's written up that sort of lead you through the questions that are hard for the bureaucrats to weasel out of. And I think it really also takes writing an appeal expecting to lose in the lower court because they won't let you bring up these kind of arguments under their system, and mm-hmm. that has to be addressed by one of their appellate courts.
I think that if all of us did this every time that we were victimized by these tyrants in this manner, then their system would collapse
yes.
under its own weight.
It would. They're not set up to handle it. They're struggling just to keep the caseload that they have today to
and it's
get things done.
Their whole caseload is based upon a societal brainwashing that is
yep.
starting to crack, and it goes right back to the issue. Why are law enforcement types and politicians profiling libertarians? This is why. Because they know if this happens, they're done.
Yeah, and I think this goes back to kind of what we were talking about earlier with the old guard, the people that are in power right now and exercising it over others.
You think that their profile isn't going to include somebody that's handing out FIJA brochures in front of a courtroom?
Certainly
it
will.
That's the first one they want.
But I think at the same time, they don't understand what's happening. They don't understand the sweeping changes that are coming across and the new kind of knowledge, as one of the other callers talked about earlier.
They still think it's a bunch of kooks out in the forest
yeah.
playing with their guns, and the Liberty Movement is much larger than that.
I read this FBI report or whoever it was, the 6-page report that said, you know, if you have the bumper sticker or fly this flag, then you're one of these crazy people. And they outlined all these things. They believe the government's unstable, may collapse, and they went through all of these things that we talk about, which are all pretty much true, but what I don't think they realize is that when the law enforcement people read them, they're going to start to kind of wake up to some of these ideas, and they may be causing more harm than good by putting this kind of propaganda out, because it's going to start backfiring on them one day.
Andy, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's an interesting point, Sam, that a lot of law enforcement might read these things and say, well, wait, I like guns, or I kind of agree with that. Am I a terrorist now? More's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy. But we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Martin, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do, most of them completely free or very low cost. promote.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. As we continue here, West Virginia, Mark, there's a story about guns in the statehouse. Is that right?
Oh, well, it's not exactly in the State House.
Not the State House?
It's about the delegates themselves being able to bear arms.
Oh, the delegates. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Controversy often inflames passions, and mindful of this lawless age and a propensity of some in society to go over the edge, a few lawmakers want the right to arm themselves without a weapons permit. One sponsor of such a House bill, in fact, Delegate Mark Hunt, relayed a personal threat directed at him and his family, penned by the hand of a convict. A self-described monster, the man behind bars warned that of what he intended to do to Hunt and his children. Hunt decided to leave nothing to chance and get a firearm, but he was told he had to wait during a two-month concealed weapons application process.
Oh, the poor baby.
He could be hurt in that amount of time, right?
You know, he could, and he's right about that. I mean, it's awful that people have to wait in order to purchase something to defend their families with, but he's basically trying to do an end run around this now, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Despite the written threat, the man was released, and authorities picked him up a day later. Hunt was a co-sponsor of a bill aimed at adding members of the legislature to a list of officials and others who are allowed to skip the waiting period and carry a firearm, concealed. I assume that's what they're talking about here, concealed. I just added that. Mm-hmm. Delegate David Walker, the lead sponsor, says he's never been threatened, but if he were, he wouldn't hesitate to arm himself. I ride around with my legislative license plate on my vehicles, and I want to walk into a business with my name tag on. I wear it all day. I don't even think about it. Walker pointed out that lawmakers often deal with controversial matters, like hurting people that have an initiated force against you, that can set certain people off, yeah, like, you know, anybody who's sane, and provoke them to violent episodes. Well, that would be unfortunate, but, you know, that's what happens when you hurt people that haven't hurt you. I don't have a concealed weapon and no desire to carry one, he said, but I do believe that we have the right to bear arms, and I'm a firm believer in that, and the situation would arise and somebody would threaten me, I'd feel better if I didn't have to wait 9 or 10 weeks to get a permit.
By we, he means the ruling class.
Right, that's what he means. Because he really doesn't care about anybody else having to wait this 9 or 10 week period in order to get the weapon, and if they get threatened or hurt in that amount of time, screw the little people.
It happens.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Who cares if you're living in a trailer park and somebody down the street is just really dangerous and you're worried about the safety of your kids? Who cares about those people, right? Who cares about people living in the ghetto that are having a tough time with the safety factor of the dangerous thugs that are around their neighborhood?
Who cares what the reason is? If you want to carry a gun concealed on your person, you should be able to do that. We have the right to bear arms in this country.
No,
I agree with everything.
No, you don't.
The idea is that we do.
It's a nice idea.
And I agree with everything this guy says, except the idea that it should just be
just for him and his buddies.
Just for the few, for the handful of people in the legislature.
Right. Yeah. So basically, he went through the he found out what the process was because he got scared. Someone had threatened him. He all of a sudden decided he needed to have something to defend himself with, and then he discovers for the first time ever, even though likely all kinds of gun control legislation has passed through his hands, he's probably signed off and voted for it without really having any idea what he was doing, because that's what so-called representatives do. They pass legislation. So then he discovers how onerous of a process, how difficult it is to actually acquire a handgun through legitimate channels, and he takes personal offense at it. But what's he do? He says, well, I just want to be allowed. Give me an exemption because I'm special. And I deserve this. And did they pass this thing, Mark, or is this just a proposal right now?
At this point, it's just a proposal.
Okay. So it hasn't actually gone through, and so therefore he still has to wait to get his gun just like everybody else does. Which, again, if you need to get your hands on a firearm, you should find a private seller, because going through the system just puts you on their radar. They'll know that you're a gun owner, so if it ever does come down to a gun confiscation situation, which many gun owners are very frightened of at this moment in time, they'll know who you are and they'll know where you live. Much better to go to a gun show or something like that, find somebody who's walking around. There's always, at these gun shows, there are always people that bring their guns, their extra guns that they're looking to sell, and a lot of them will walk around with 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper stuck to their back, outlining all of the different guns that they have, either on them or out in the truck or whatever, and you can just spot the one that looks good to you and make an offer.
You know, the idea that these laws prevent people from carrying weapons that might want to hurt people is ludicrous. If somebody wants to carry a weapon and doesn't care about the law, they can carry the weapon. If somebody wants to carry a weapon and wants to hurt somebody, they can get that weapon. It is easy in this country. These laws are foolish, and the only thing they'd serve to do is to disarm the average little guy out there, because the legislators, they get to carry their weapons. They don't have to wait the period of time. It's just the people that haven't gone through the process, don't care that much about going through the process, but might need to arm themselves for a few days or a week, that important period of time when somebody might want to hurt them.
Kennedy's the Senator Kennedy's private security was caught with an Uzi submachine gun, no license, and he just sort of, that was okay. I think they went and got him a license after that, because you need to go ahead and do the paperwork.
Senator's privilege.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yep. Well, it is us and them. They really do believe that they are better than us little peons that are out here doing all the real work in this country, because legislators do not actually contribute anything of value to society. They want to believe that they are so magnanimous and so wonderful.
Saving us all.
Yeah. I mean, that's the story. That's the story that they tell themselves. But in point of fact, I have no use for them. And society itself is just burdened by them. They are not a benefit to anyone but themselves and their friends. So 800-259-9231. Now, it's not just the legislators that are the problem. It's also the court, the courts and the executive branch. The whole thing is just a mess, and there is no cleaning it up. Electing the right people is not going to solve the problem, because government is inherently corrupted from its initial, the genesis of the idea that some people should be given the ability to rule with aggressive force over their neighbors is bankrupt from the very beginning, and it's inevitable that problems and unintended consequences will result from that. And here's a story for you from the Associated Press, the Hartford Courant, reporting that the Supreme Court of the state of Connecticut has recently ruled that drunken people don't actually have to drive their cars to be charged with operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
This is a lot of states. What? Yeah, my cousin got a DUI for sleeping in the car.
5-0 ruling by the court came in the case of Michael Sir, who was arrested in Manchester in February 2005 in a parking lot near a bar. He had started his car remotely. It's one of these neat little features they have up here in the north.
I have one.
Yep. So you can hit this little button, and your car starts up, and it allows the engine to get warm. So when you leave the building that you're in, you can go immediately to a warm vehicle that's waiting for you. And so he was in the bar, started his car remotely, got into his car, and sat in the driver's seat while intoxicated. Never put the key into the ignition, and certainly didn't drive anywhere. Because when you start your remote start, you can't actually drive the car until you put the key in the ignition.
That's correct.
And if you put your foot on the brake, the car dies.
If you put your foot on anything, the car, I mean, mm-hmm. either one of the pedals, or if you have three, I guess.
Mr. Sir is facing a year in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. He pleaded no contest after a judge rejected his motions to dismiss the case. It's his third conviction for drunken driving. Presumably, he was actually driving in the first two, but judges ordered the state appellate court, which had thrown out his conviction, to reinstate it and send the case back to the superior court for sentencing. So the Supreme Court is basically saying that in starting the vehicle, this is one of the justices, in starting the engine of his vehicle remotely, then getting behind the steering wheel, the defendant clearly undertook the first act in a sequence of steps necessary to set in motion the motive power of the vehicle. He is guilty of DUI for not going anywhere, for doing what is a responsible thing, getting in his car, and since it's flipping cold outside, starting it so he can actually, you know, stay warm and not freeze to death. Because just in case Supreme Court justices don't know this, if you're drinking alcohol, you can feel warmer than you actually are. Drunks die in the snow because they think they're warm when, in point of fact, they're freezing to death. So it's a real smart idea to have the heat on in the car, but apparently that's illegal now. So everybody in bars in Connecticut's just going to have to maybe hit the roads and actually try to drive home drunk instead of waiting it out in the parking lot to where a cop could find them and arrest them for DUI. We're trying to stay warm.
These people are keeping us safe.
Freedom in America, baby. More tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.